Manchester City are still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again, and Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, let's get this thing going. We're on the air. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Following the blitz, as always, the call-in number is 713-780-3776. An absolutely glorious day in Houston as the weather turning for us, and New York City FC is going to like that, coming down here to take on the Houston Dynamo Friday night. So Houston soccer fans, say what you want. David Villa, Andrea Pirlo, two men that have won the Champions League, that have won World Cups. Friday night will be in BBVA Compass Stadium. I'm assuming that we're going to have a boost in attendance down at BBVA Compass Stadium for the Houston Dynamo, where attendance has been way down this year. This is a great night to get out. HoustonDynamo.com for your tickets. The Dynamo coming off a 3-1 win against Portland. There's some excitement around a young Colombian, Mauro Minotas, who hit for a hat trick in that game and I think has a very, very bright future. We will hear from Mauro Minotas here tonight, that interview, and we'll probably do that interview here in the first segment. We were going to have Tommy McNamara of New York City FC on to start the show. We're going to get him now at 7:45. Tascot 80, Tyler. So you hear that change of plans with Tommy McNamara of New York City FC. Sasha Sarofsky will be on the show out of the University of Maryland. We're going to talk College Cup, but we're also going to talk, and I'll tell you, he is saying there is huge headway being made with the NCAA to play NCAA men's college soccer this season over two semesters. So he's going to really address that tonight and kind of break this one down for everybody. So that's Sasha Sarofsky of Maryland. I'll also ask him about the NCAA College Cup here in Houston because Maryland draws 5,000 fans a game. I think Monday nights they say they get about 3,000. On the weekends they draw over 6 for college men's college soccer. Eddie Robinson, Houston Dynamo. He'll be on the show as well, my partner on Root Sports, the former Dynamo defender. I've got 3 pairs of tickets for the Dynamo New York City FC. This is a can't-miss game this year. I'm going to give them away tonight. I would also like to begin a new trend on this show. Reach out to me on Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock. Glenn Davis Sock on Twitter during the show. You can ask questions. You can respond. I'm going to read some of these on the air. We're going to get savvy with Twitter here, and we'll put the tweets out. Nobody's allowed to call me a Botoxed out-looking lizard. That's over the top. That's not fair game. My producer's laughing at me right now because he's probably going, yeah, Glenn Davis does look like a lizard.
I don't think you look like that.
Come on, man. You got to be nice to me. Jesus. I don't do the Botox, so it's only half right. It's one of the greatest all-time beatdowns on me. Obviously, it hasn't affected me too much. My life still goes on, and I don't think about it too often. But when I do get on the air, it's fun. So I'll talk about the NCAA Men's College Cup, December 9th and 11th. Here in Houston, it is important that you, the youth coach, the high school coach, your path with your players is the college game. So why would you not be encouraging them to go out? It's part of player development for you. So high school coaches, youth coaches, come on, lead the way for us in the community. Look beyond your club. Look beyond your program. Look bigger. Because if we put people in the seats for this game, we'll make an impact nationally. People see it. It's on national television. And you're doing right by your players. I mean, if you want to show them the next level, that's a great way to do it. And, of course, we want to show that Houston and our soccer community is validated by the fact that we can draw with the men's NCAA National Championship. So it's NCAA.com. That's where you get your tickets. NWSL Championship, October 9th, by the way. That's right, around the corner. Friday night is the semifinals, Chicago and Washington. Sunday, Western New York and Portland. Western New York coached by one of my former teammates, Paul Riley, going up against his former team, the Portland squad. So NWSLChampionship.com. That's where you get your tickets. All right, Manchester United smacks Leicester City this weekend. Is Wayne Rooney being phased out? We saw Jose Mourinho placing youth around Zlatan Ibrahimovic, Paul Pogba getting his first. Manchester United fans, what did we see there? Do you believe this is the phasing out of Wayne Rooney or a new role being defined for him? And will Wayne accept that? Because Wayne was legendary for not wanting to miss a minute of any game. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776. Steve Nichol, who's on ESPN FC, the former Liverpool player, great coach in Major League Soccer with New England, said something, obviously, that was very intelligent, yet made a lot of sense, and that is Mourinho had to play Wayne Rooney at the beginning because of who he is, and he's the face of United, in order to play himself off the field and out of a starting role. And maybe it's Rooney starts in specific games. But the game's going to slow down with him around Zlatan, and he's going to pull defenders in and around Zlatan, which is not what they need. They need youth pulling off Zlatan, Marcus Rashford. Those guys are going to pull people away from Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Wade Barrett, I posted something on Facebook Soccer Matters. Facebook Soccer Matters, head over there. Getting a lot of run over there. Wade Barrett, other options for coach. Now, one thing's very clear here. The Dynamo are not going to get a foreign coach. It's clear. They've said it. They said it again to me last night. We'll play the interview with Matt Jordan. I've got Wade Barrett's sound. They both talk about Kubo Torres. And also, we'll hear from Mara Minotis with the help of Dynamo Communications man Edgar Valise, who will do the translating. So again, reach out, Glenn Davis Sock, on Twitter to ask questions tonight and or call in at 713-780-3776. That is the number to call into the program here tonight. So it's all good here. Exciting weekend of soccer, I think, and I think all of us might have had an eye on the Champions League today, and there's been some interesting Championship League games as well. John Cranfield on Twitter says, at Glenn Davis Sock, more people will show for college championships versus Dynamo. Two very different crowds. Well, we'll see. We'll see, John. I mean, obviously Dynamo attendance is way down. I don't think that's, you know, we're not stretching there. We have to be very honest. The relevancy factor is low, and the Dynamo are trying to restore and move forward here. And Wade Barrett is going to be named the coach. I think that's the bottom line. I don't think there's any question. I just wish it would be done sooner rather than later so that Wade isn't coaching this team to win now and get the job so that Wade can now begin to think more about the future. These trialists and lone players, none of them are getting minutes. Wade is going to tell you, I just want to win games. It doesn't seem like down in the Rio Grande Valley that Wilmer Cabrera will get the job, who's talented, who has been a Major League Soccer coach. There were some rumors about him being offered the job, and he wanted a contract, didn't get it. I don't know if that's true or not. That's something that's been floating out on the internet, and it's been confirmed by some people. So I put out Efrain Flores. He would fit a lot of categories, but the Dynamo aren't going foreign. That's not going to happen. And we do have a lot of feedback on that. 713-780-3776. Jeff Castro says there could be some interesting eligibility issues that come up between. He's talking about playing two semesters. No, I don't think it's going to. The NCAA is about this, Jeff. So I don't know where you're going with eligibility. You'd have to further explain. And obviously there's not enough room to do that on Twitter. Again, Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock, if you want to weigh in with a number of things. But I think what's important here is somebody advocating for student athletes. These condensed college soccer seasons, probably not good for the body, not good for the student. Stretching it out over the course of two semesters, obviously from a player development standpoint, would mean a lot. I'm not sure how into it the NCAA is, but you're going to hear from Sasho Sarofsky tonight. 713-780-3776. We've got some Champions League scores today. We'll talk about those as well. You know what, Tyler? Here's what I'd like to do right now. I'd like to pull the Mauro Minotas interview because Minotas, the young Dynamo striker, gave fans something to be excited about this past weekend against Portland. Here's Mauro Minotas, an interview I did with him, the translation done by Edgar Valise of the Houston Dynamo. Okay, joining me now, three-goal scorer Mauro Minotas from Colombia, also translating as always, as he does so well. Edgar Valise with me as well. The feeling now that Mauro has felt after producing three goals against Portland, kind of a breakout game for him maybe.
Mauro, pues ¿cómo se siente tras anotar tres goles contra Portland este fin de semana?
Bueno, primero que todo, muy contento, muy feliz y muy motivado para seguir trabajando. Y bueno, ahora esperar el siguiente partido, que es muy importante, contra New York. Un partido que estamos en casa y como tal tenemos que salir a ganarlo y vamos a hacer todo lo posible para hacerlo.
So I'm very happy. I think that when you score against a quality team like that, you can't help but be motivated, especially when you score a hat-trick. The focus, though, right now is on New York City. We have a very important game on Friday. We just want to finish the season strong. So that's the task at hand, New York City and all that that quality talent that they're going to bring on Friday.
Okay, I'm going to bring it back to him again, though, and I'm going to say I see a hunger and an appetite to score goals and a guy that doesn't get content. I see a real hunger to continue to achieve. I don't think he's thinking about the goals right now. I think he's thinking ahead. That's a real good sign from a young soccer player. Where does that come from?
Pues de dónde viene esa actitud donde usted quiere pues conseguir lo próximo, que no se quiere pues mantener nomás con tener tres goles con este partido porque quiere tener pues mucho más en el futuro. ¿De dónde viene esa actitud?
Bueno, esa actitud viene de mí mismo. Es una actitud que siempre he tenido. No acostumbrarme siempre a lo poquito, siempre querer más. Y bueno, vamos a lograr. A mí siempre me ha gustado ganar. Y lo primero que gane el equipo, lo primordial. Y si se logra marcar, mucho mejor.
So that, I just, you know, that comes from me. It's something that I have inside that I've always kind of been able to rely on as I fight for minutes. I guess the team, you know, when you look at it as a whole, you definitely want everything to go well for everyone on the team. But for me, myself, you know, I'm able to put that and kind of use it as a motivational tool. And it's led to a lot of good results over the last two or three games for me. So I'd say it's working out pretty well.
Mauro Minotas joining us here on ESPN 97.5 Soccer Matters. So I met his parents down at the Houston Sports Park. Did his parents get to see his goals and how proud were his parents?
Pues en el último partido, ¿asistieron sus padres a mirar el partido? ¿Y qué le dijeron si asistieron?
No. Mi papá no estuvieron acá, pero lo estuvieron viendo desde Colombia. Y no, muy contento y muy feliz por mi buen juego y por los tres goles.
No, my parents weren't here, but they were able to watch from Colombia, and they are definitely very proud of what I was able to accomplish last weekend against Portland.
All right, Colombia's got such a great soccer history. The Pibe Valderrama, Zatino Esprias, we could go on and on with the great players. Lionel Alvarez. Are there any players in history or current that have been a real influence on Mauro when he watches the game and maybe he tries to emulate?
Pues el fútbol colombiano tiene muchas figuras que destacan. Para ti, ¿cuál es esa figura que destaca más y que pues para ti era un héroe cuando eras un niño?
Bueno, actualmente Falcao García, mi jugador referente. Y bueno, anteriormente había muchos, el Pibe Valderrama, Tino Asprilla, el Tren Valencia, Freddy Rincón, que eran jugadores muy buenos y que cuando pequeño los veía bastante.
So currently, my favorite player, or the one that I kind of idolize and try to emulate, would be Falcao García. Growing up as a kid, I definitely had a good core or a good group to select from, whether it be Pibe or just others on the national team. So looking at it currently, I'd say Falcao is the individual I'd like to emulate.
How about his teammates? Any of the older guys on the Dynamo that have helped mentor him maybe a little bit and have helped guide him getting into MLS?
Sé que hablar de los jugadores de este equipo. ¿Hay alguien que usted utiliza como referente que le ha ayudado pues, a acostumbrarse a la liga y a la manera que se juega aquí en los Estados Unidos?
Sí, claro. Estoy muy agradecido con Damarcus Beasley. Muy agradecido con él porque me ha tendido la mano. Y bueno, siempre es una persona que siempre me está hablando, siempre me está motivando y diciéndome cosas de la liga, de los partidos, de los equipos. Y bueno, soy muy agradecido con él. Una persona a la cual admiro mucho y le he cogido bastante cariño.
Yes, definitely. DeMarcus Beasley has played a huge role in just my development and my transition to the MLS and to the Dynamo. He's always there to lend a hand, to lend an ear, to give me tips. So he's definitely someone that I look up to, that I admire, and that I'm very grateful to have his friendship.
challenges of playing as a lone striker in this setup. Obviously, he's got to be a possession player, but he also has to be a threat behind defenses. What are the challenges for Mauro playing as a lone striker?
¿Cuáles son los obstáculos que uno tiene pues en ese sistema que a veces más es uno de punta, un jugador así? ¿Cuáles son los obstáculos que usted ha tenido que pues enfrentar?
Bueno, hay varios, pero bueno, siempre jugar solo es bien complicado porque a veces uno tiene la posibilidad de tener la pelota y no tener a quien dársela, le toca a uno driblar solo. Pero bueno, ya me he acostumbrado bastante porque siempre he jugado solo, pero bueno, es bastante complicado por eso.
I'd say that, you know, there are quite a few, but I think the one that stands out is just not having someone that could support you or having that individual that you could just lay off and kind of make a run off of. I've adjusted to it. I feel like I've had much more success with it recently, but if I were to say one thing, that's the one that stands out.
So you want to play for Colombia one day?
¿Gustaría jugar para la Selección Nacional de Colombia?
Sí, claro, es mi sueño y bueno, ya estuve en el equipo sub-20, pero ahora mi meta es la Selección Mayor y vamos a trabajar para eso.
Yes, of course. I've been with the under-20s before, so definitely the goal right now is to join the full senior national team.
Mauro, thank you very much.
A ustedes. Muchas gracias. Yep.
All right, so that's the young Dynamo striker, Mauro Minotas. Let's get your thoughts on that. 713-780-3776 is the number, 713-780-3776. What are your thoughts on Mauro Minotas? I think clearly the fact that he's a threat behind defenses makes a big difference in that lone striker role. Two out of the three Dynamo goals came off mistakes from the right back, Alvis Powell, who, I'll tell you, I sat in the field seats. That guy was so out of it in this game. He looked just as though he wasn't interested. He wasn't there mentally. He's the one who gave that pass up that led to one of the goals and then the throw-in right back to the Dynamo, who then scored that wonderful second goal. That second goal from Minotas, I mean, that's degree of difficulty 10. Standing foot is his right foot, passes a bit behind him, hits it with his left right into the lower corner. 713-780-3776. Arsenal 2-0 over Basel. Barcelona with a comeback win over Borussia Mönchengladbach. Manchester City and Celtic, a goal fest at Celtic Park, 3-3. Atletico Madrid knocks off Bayern Munich 1-0 today. We take a quick break. As we do, I remind you, I'm passionate about food and friends, and those friends are at Liberty Kitchen. They know how to serve up lunch, supper, and brunch better than most. Now, I think a Liberty Kitchen is modern American comfort food. Their classics taken up a bunch of notches. Burgers, mac and cheese, chicken fried, mom's spaghetti chowder, farm stand crisp food that Liberty Kitchen stamps its claim on, and they own it. Big flavor, served at a neighborhood social. By the way, the Garden Oaks location is really cool. It's like tucked in a neighborhood. It's just something cool about it. It's right across the street from American Legion, too, which is very hip. Treehouse in Memorial City, the Heights location, River Oaks, Rice Village. It's libertykitchen.com. And we will take a break as we do. How about the eighth caller right now? You got a pair of tickets to see David Villa, Andrea Pirlo, New York City FC against the Houston Dynamo on Friday night. 713-780-3776, eighth caller, pair of tickets, Villa, Pirlo in town with New York City FC against the Dynamo. We'll take a break. So everybody, just follow me, because we need a little controversy, because it feels so empty without me. I said, this looks like a job for me. So
ESPN 97.5. Swing on. You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
Thank you very much for that, voice of God. A quick word here for Bud Light. Glenn Davis speaking as the host of Soccer Matters. And as every day, I speak on behalf of my favorite political party. That is the Bud Light Party. People say the country's divided. We don't agree. That's not true. We agree on a lot. Puppy videos. Everybody loves puppy videos. Three-day weekends, free parking, queso, margaritas, and Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. You know what else everybody loves? Beer. Nothing brings America together like Bud Light. Raise a Bud Light right now and join the Bud Light Party and myself every Wednesday, 7 Central, 4 the best in soccer talk. Couple of quick reminders here. NCAA College Cup here, December 9th through 11th at BBVA Compass Stadium. Get your tickets at NCAA.com. So the College Cup, the men's national championship will be here. The NWSL, the Women's Professional League, October 9th, the NWSL championship right around the corner. Get your tickets for that at NWSLChampionship.com. The four remaining teams, Chicago, Washington, Western New York, and Portland. All right, to the phone lines we go. Let's get to Hank. Hank, what's on your mind tonight? Thank you for joining us on Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5.
Hi, Glenn. You know, big-time fan of yours. I just wanted to get your opinion on, well, my personal opinion about Mauro Manotas. For to start off, you know, I like him. I like what he brings to the team. You know, the excitement he brings every time he gets the ball in his hands, well, you know, on his foot. But I just want to see what's your thought on what they might bring this, in this coming open window, you know, to maybe, you know, continue the formation or bring someone in midfield or bring in this, a new striker.
Yeah, I think it's the big question. I mean, the first thing is it's very interesting. You know, I think Wade Barrett's going to be named the coach. I wish it would be sooner rather than later so that he could approach these games with an eye on the future and, you know, not the concern of winning games so that he gets the job. Because I think the sooner you get it figured out, the better. I think Mauro Manotas has been an amazing breath of fresh air. After the game, I was walking around the stadium, and even though there wasn't the best attendance at the game, as we know, it's really gotten, you know, it's dropped way down. There were people excited about a young man that provided some excitement and entertainment at the tip of the spear for this team. So a striker that's mobile, a striker that's a threat behind the defense, and a striker that gets people excited about the game. And every game he's played in, he's pretty much had chances in every game. He's unlucky not to have another three or four goals because he's hit posts.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was just wondering to see what's your opinion. Maybe they could bring, you know, maybe a Batman to his Robin, you know, or maybe, you know, just somebody in the midfield who could open up the whole field for him.
Well, that's going to be the question. They've got some room to work with after moving Giles Barnes. I'm interested to see what's going to happen to DeMarcus Beasley because DeMarcus is going to be out of the big contract. And, you know, I would imagine the Dynamo are going to ask DeMarcus to play at a lower salary, so it's less of a hit against the cap because I believe he's the highest paid player. I think DeMarcus has been excellent lately. I thought he was good against Portland. But, you know, this is the question, and I think if you're going to continue with this lone striker setup, you're going to have to find some wingers that can be more consistent penetrators. I think that's a fact. That's the only way you can get the best out of somebody in a lone striker role. It's going to be interesting to see where Will Bruhn fits into this. You know, can Wade Barrett turn this into a team with two strikers? I know he wants to put out a pressing game, but we've never seen him really have to do that. So he may get hired without having to do that as a starting point, as opposed to a team that defends and is a bit compact deeper as a starting point. So I think a lot of questions to be answered. They do need attacking players. I don't think there's any question. But I think with the lineups you see in the last couple of games, you're going to see who's in the stable of guys that the Dynamo want to stick around and who might not be in that stable.
Gotcha. All right. Well, thank you. That's all I have.
All right. Thank you very much, Hank. We appreciate your support of the show. Let's go to Mark. Mark, you're on the air again. 713-780-3776. Get your thoughts in. Mark, what's up?
What's going on, Glenn? Hey, you know, as much as I would have loved to see Kubo Torres be a prolific striker in here like he was with Chivas USA, you know, I'm kind of glad that the kid Manotas got a chance, you know, and he came through like that. I mean, he's had plenty of opportunities, you know. Obviously, there's some goals that he could have had. And, you know, that just hit the post or gone a little wide or whatever. But, you know, during the Open Cup, he was taking us through those rounds. So, I mean, you know, yeah, he was scoring goals during the U.S. Open Cup. So, I mean, it was kind of like a prequel to what we're seeing now, you know.
And, listen, I think he could have – I actually think he was ready earlier. It doesn't really matter at this point. I think he was ready a month earlier. I think it was tough for Wade Barrett to put him into the lineup at that time, because look, there's the politics of the pecking order of teams. It's just like what's happening with Mourinho and Wayne Rooney, right? You heard Steve Nichol, the former Liverpool guy, say Jose Mourinho had to play Rooney in the early games because he had to let Rooney fail, basically, so that he can then begin to put some of the younger guys into the lineup, like a Marcus Rashford, whose movement and mobility is a better foil for Zlatan Ibrahimovic up front. So, you know, sometimes coaches, it takes a while. They're tough decisions to make. The Dynamo have rode Will Bruin a long time, but the fact is they're not making the playoffs now. I think Will is better in a two-striker setup. I think he would say that right now if we asked him.
Obviously. I mean, it's just one of those things where, you know, it's a lot of different variables going along, especially with, you know, as you stated earlier, you know, Wade Barrett's probably going to be the coach, you know, but if he had that secured already, he'd be able to be more, I guess, be able to tinker more, because, I mean, he still has to prove that he can be the coach, you know, so he has that on his shoulders as well. So he has to go out there and, you know, and win games, not just worry about the future, which, I mean, obviously, I mean, you know, I know the way MLS is structured, you know, you can lose a lot of games and then that late make a late run and make the playoffs. But, like, if we were really looking at the team from where we're looking at it right now, and we know this team really didn't have a chance to make the playoffs, you know, we would understand, you know, we could have played the younger players earlier. Like I said, we could have played Manoltis earlier. You know, we could have played other players younger. I mean, we're bringing all these other younger players in, you know, let's play them. You know, we're not going to make the playoffs.
And yeah, but you got to remember, you answered your own question. Wade Barrett is coaching for his future. He hasn't been given the job. That's the lines that are blurry. So all he's going to tell you is, I want to win this weekend, because he's trying to secure the job. Wilmer Cabrera is down in the valley, and he wants to win because he's trying to make a statement. Because Wilmer Cabrera doesn't want to stay in the Rio Grande Valley, okay? He wants to be a head coach. And the problem is, though, you've got some of the younger Dynamo talent like Christian Lucatero. They don't seem to be getting the minutes down there. And that's what Rio Grande Valley should be for, okay?
Yeah.
It should be for nurturing the guys that truly have a shot at the next level. There's a lot of guys down there that are not going to be MLS players but can help you win in the USL, okay? So there's a lot of things that are off kilter that have to be really sort of put together cohesively in order for this to work. And it's a restoration project, frankly.
The top spot is open. You know, I mean, you know, obviously, in a way, has the advantage. You know, he's been with us for a while. This is now, but you know, but until they actually announce it that he has the head coaching spot, it's open. You know, and I don't blame Cabrera's trying to, you know, win games to show that he can coach at the MLS level. And I don't blame, you know, the GM for not announcing that.
I don't either, but when you're pounding a young talent, listen, ultimately what Rio Grande Valley has to be turned into one day is not just a place for players to get fit and return to the team. It has to be the place that provides a valuable middle step for young players like Lucatero and all to get playing time. Now, I don't know what's going on down there. I wish that team was here, because if that team was here, Cabrera would be more in the conversation right now. We would every day be able to see Lucatero as fans and as people in the community, and we could say, well, why isn't he playing? But we don't know why. He's only got 300-something minutes, and he needs to play now.
And one more thing before I let you go.
Yes.
I mean, you know, like going back, I mean, like, I would like to see where, you know, where we get a mixture of young players and veterans like we used to have, like, in the beginning days, you know, because, I mean, like, you know, we had a young Stuart Holden, a young Jeff Cameron, a young, you know, young Ricard Clark, and all those guys went to Europe and did great things, you know, and along with the veterans like Brian Ching, you know, the Rosario, stuff like that. I would like to see a mixture like that, you know. Hopefully next year, you know, we get a little bit more of a mixture where we get the veteran players like, you know, Bonilla Garcia or whoever's left over, you know, along with a Manotis, you know, this is next. Because, I mean, Manotis can be like our Freddie Montero when Seattle had him, you know.
That's a nice, you know, I like that comparison.
You know, he could be our Freddie Montero, you know, where he's over here lining up in MLS, you know, 2-3 years, and then you know, if he's destined for bigger and better things at a European league with a big club, then great, you know, we make our money and then we invest in the academy, bring some more young players, you know, or you know, like I like Miranda from Argentina, you know, it's sad to see that he had to go back to his home club, but I liked him, you know, I think he would have been great, you know, if they would have given him more time, you know.
Well, I don't think there's any question. Youth is king in this league, and you've got to produce some of your own. I don't think that's we're not saying anything that we don't know. And the Dynamo have been late to the youth development game. They've got to accelerate the process. There's still a lot of work to be done. Just because you have a USL team doesn't necessarily make everything okay. So we'll see. I hope one day that USL team is back here in Houston. I think it would behoove the entire organization. I know it was done for financial reasons, but sometimes when it's done for financial reasons in the short term, you might be missing out on the financial payback in the big term. So we got to get more locals coming through this system and playing for the team. The Dynamo have been devoid in that area. I thank you for your phone call. 713-780-3776 is the number here. 713-780-3776 is the number. Okay, let's run my conversation with Wade Barrett, if you don't mind, Tyler, because talked to Wade yesterday. They had an event and a training session at BBVA Compass Stadium. Here's a quick interchange with him. We talk about Kubo Torres. We talk about the Portland game. We talk about Mauro Manotas.
All right, so let's just get some of your quick thoughts on the win over Portland, a second half where you guys really put it in overdrive.
Yeah, I was really happy with the performance. I thought, maybe in the first 20 minutes of the game, we were a little bit off. I thought we adjusted really well in the last, kind of 25 minutes of the first half. I thought we did a great job limiting what Nagby and Valeri had. And honestly, when you look at their team, some other guys can get on the ball, but those guys can't. If you allow those guys time and space, you get into real trouble. So I thought we did a good job limiting what they had, and we created some good look going forward. It was a great play for the goal. Mauro, calmly took the penalty, which was nice. We haven't had one of those this year, and Mauro stepped up confidently to take it, so that's always good. The second half, we just started flat for whatever reason. But the guys could have gone two ways at that point, giving up the goal early in the second half, and I thought the response from the guys was excellent. And, the adjustment, the goals afterwards, made it a good night.
Let's get a couple comments on Mauro. Obviously, it's kind of a coming out party maybe to the rest of Major League Soccer. You knew this kid was destined to score some goals, three very differing goals. I'm going to take you to the second goal, though. I thought the degree of difficulty on that one was pretty special.
Yeah, I mean, and I said this after the game, I'm not surprised because Mauro puts himself in those good positions. His finishing is very good. So he's been in some of those positions in previous games. And, for one reason or another, they haven't gone in like they did the other night. But you're right, that was a finisher's goal. It was not an easy finish. Boniek makes a great play. Mauro moves his feet in the box. It's a little bit behind him and, puts it low and on target. And, that was very cool, coolly taken. And, the second one was excellent, too. I will say Eric Alexander makes a great tackle to win the ball. Chaco plays an incredible ball with the outside of his left foot, and Mauro opens up behind. And even the commitment of Alex Lima to get involved in the play, which I think makes the goalkeeper think about whether he might play it or not. I thought Alex's commitment to get there was great. Mauro recognized that Alex was on the way, and then he coolly took the finish. So, all the finishers were a little bit different, but they were all really well done.
Let's get a little thought or two on New York City FC coming in with all the star power. Probably should be a very good crowd here this weekend. Andrea Pirlo, David Villa, very mobile striker that takes MLS very, very seriously, plus another couple of great weapons on that team. It's kind of an interesting team to kind of game plan for and be prepared for, right?
Yeah, I mean, you always have to be aware of Villa. And he, like you said, he works incredibly hard. So that's what's so impressive about him is he's got the offensive output, but he works, just as hard. They have other good pieces around the field, so we have to be very careful. They're a really good team at sucking teams out and then breaking through them. You kind of see it time and time again. They're capable of turning the ball over in positions that are good for us, but they're also capable of pulling guys out and then playing right through. And they go from, where you think you might have good pressure to a chance on goal for them in a very short amount of time. They break really well. So, we have to be really disciplined in what we're doing this weekend. But, they're on top of the table for a reason.
And they've had a good road record as well, which is, some might have been surprised by that. All right, so Kubo Torres, I know this is an interesting situation with him down at Cruz Azul getting injured now. If you look out, do you see him a part of the Dynamo in the future? Obviously, we'll see what happens at the end of the loan deal. But do you see him fitting in the future? How does it look to Wade Barrett from your position?
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. Honestly, I don't know at this point. What I am focused on right now is what Mauro's doing every single day, what Will's doing every single day. I will say Mauro has looked excellent. He scored the goals on the weekend, but Will Bruin has looked excellent in practice also. And I've asked those two guys to push each other and to help each other at the same time. And Will's looked good in training. The sharper that Will is, the sharper Morrow has to be to continue to do what he's doing. So I think those guys have really, they've helped push each other to get better every single day. And my main focus right now is on what those two guys are giving for us.
All right, my last question, I know I ask you this weekly, it's getting redundant, but criteria for you to get the job, anything crystallized to you? Do you know what that is? And do you think you're going to get the job?
Don't know, Glenn. I want to win this weekend. You kind of get a little taste of it. We've had two wins in a row now, and we had a tie before that. 7 points out of three games, and I want more. We want more. The entire staff, the whole team, I think we have all started working in exactly the same way. We're all working towards the same goal. The players are putting the work in. The coaches are putting together a good plan. It's fun to be a part of. And we deserved a little bit more reward than we got in a few games, and now we've gotten the reward. And so when you get just a little bit of taste of that, it's just really exciting to be a part of. So Glenn, I want to win on Friday, and I'll worry about the rest later.
Wade, thank you for your time.
Yep, thanks, Glenn.
All right, I want to win on Friday. That's what Wade Barrett said. So the criteria, he probably doesn't know what it is. He's 4-4-9. If it's just strictly on results, well, I don't know if you get the job, but I think he's going to, because I think we see other things. We see a team that's a little bit more collective in nature. Some fans are going to say this is too much of a reach back to old Dynamo and that we have to get more dynamic in the future. But the problem is you made your play on a foreign coach, which didn't work out. So now it's pretty much down to, I think, Wade Barrett or Wilmer Cabrera. And I'm going to hedge my bets. It's pretty much going to be Wade Barrett. I don't think there's any question. He didn't really want to talk about Kubo because he's out of sight, out of mind. And he said, quote, we'll see what happens. By the way, very transparent, very upfront, Wade Barrett. Really do find that refreshing. I hope you do as fans as well. And then he, obviously ended it with all about winning games. Text coming in at Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock from The Peel. At Glenn Davis Sock, do you see my Donna getting the start against New York City FC? Barring injuries in midfield, I don't. He came off the bench. He provided the ball that put in Mauro Minotas. I see, again, Clark and Warner, Boniak, Alex, Wenger, and Minotas. Why change a winning thing? And, of course, my Donna came off the bench and laid on the pass that put in Mauro Minotas. By the way, when's the last time you saw a Dynamo striker take off from the halfway line and have that much time in a one-on-one with a goalkeeper? Not often. When's the last time you saw the Dynamo earn a penalty kick? Not often. That was their first of the year. Part of the reason the Dynamo don't earn more penalty kicks is they don't get more guys driving into the box with a ball at their feet. This one was earned off a shot that was blocked, I think, by Liam Ridgewell. 3-1 win over Portland. We'll take another break here. A quick word here, though, for Amigo Energy. They remind you that you can save money on your energy bill. Amigo Energy has a solution. Sign up for Basics 24. You'll get a $50 bill credit for Soccer Matters listeners. Do you know Amigo Energy is a public utility commission 5-star rated provider? That's right. You'll get great rates and great service from Amigo Energy. AmigoEnergy.com/Soccer Matters. NCAA Men's National Championships in Houston, December 9th through 11th. BBVA Compass Stadium, a huge opportunity. Get your tickets at NCAA.com. NWSL Championship here, October 9th. Tickets at NWSLChampionship.com. Sixth caller right now. I got you a pair of tickets to the Dynamo New York City FC. And coming up next is their midfielder, Tom McNamara.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. It's good to be giving tickets out. I absolutely love that. David Villa, Andrea Pirlo coming to town this weekend. Arguably the most star-studded team in Major League Soccer is New York City FC, and they are a high-flying outfit. It's going to be a very interesting tactical matchup between the Dynamo and New York City FC. This game is a Friday night game. New York City FC, one of the best teams in Major League Soccer right now. A team that, quite frankly, scores a lot of goals, gives up a lot of goals. And they are, just see where they are sitting here as far as the standings. They are obviously atop, in and around the top of the East. They're sitting on 48 points, three teams tied, New York Red Bulls, Toronto FC, New York City FC. There's tons of talent there. Let's go to one of their very talented midfielders. And although everybody talks about David Villa and Andrea Pirlo and Frank Lampard, a very talented player, had an opportunity to call some of his games in college. He played at Brown and at Clemson. He is Tom McNamara. He joins us now. Tom, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Of course. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, we got you worked in here around your flights coming in from New York, which obviously I forgot about because I was assuming this was a Saturday game again. So I apologize for that, but we really appreciate you accommodating us. Let's just talk a little bit about your season so far. You're obviously a team that certainly is entertaining. You guys are committed to scoring goals. You've got 55, which I think is tops in the league. It's an attacking outfit, yet you give goals up as well, right?
Yeah, you know, the way that we want to play the game and our style is, you know, to try to create more chances than we concede. We want to build through the back, and we want to get ourselves into the final third in advantageous positions. And, you know, with this style of play, there are some risks involved, and, you know, at times we get caught with it.
You guys are 6-6-3 on the road. You guys got a great road record. I mean, six wins on the road, six draws on the road. I mean, there's only three games on the road that you've lost six on the road. Nine times you've taken points on the road. What's the secret on the road for you guys?
There really is no secret. It just kind of happened to work out that way so far this season. You know, at the beginning of the year, we were struggling a little bit at home, but we were doing very well away. And as the season progressed, we started getting better and getting more results at home. And, you know, the away form kind of came back a little bit to normal. So it's just kind of one of those things, just that MLS season.
Tom, what's it like playing for Patrick Vieira? What type of coach is he? Give us a little insight into that, because we do know what type of player he was at Arsenal.
Yeah, it's been great. It's been very enjoyable this year. You know, first and foremost, he's a great person. It's very enjoyable to work with him every day. The energy and positivity he brings to training every day and to the games has been very enjoyable. And, you know, from a soccer point of view, you know, he's very tactical. A lot of what we do is very tactically based, and, you know, I really enjoy that part of the game, the mental side of the game.
If he looks at you and he talks to you, what does he say to Tom McNamara a lot? What's some of the themes he says around you when he defines your role in a game? And obviously, you're a very technical player. I've watched you in college, and people have pointed this out. So what does Patrick Vieira say to Tom McNamara?
Yeah, he just wants to make sure that, you know, I fully understand my role for the upcoming game and what's expected of me. So it's just kind of, you know, clearly stating what's expected from me and the role that I'm playing and the opponent we're playing against, and making sure that I'm just very as prepared as I can be for the game to do as well as we can.
Well, New York City FC is kind of like our Showtime in Major League Soccer. I mean, it's got to be fun for an attacking guy like you to be playing with Pirlo, to be playing with David Villa, to be playing in a system that is attack-oriented.
For sure. You know, it really fits my strengths personally as a player, which has been, you know, like I said, very enjoyable. And, you know, playing with guys like David Villa, Andrea Pirlo, Frank Lampard, you know, they've had such incredible careers. You know, they're considered some of the best players to have played the game. And, you know, it makes it a lot easier for myself and the guys around us to play around them, because, you know, they make it easier on you.
I think you're a great story, Tom, because you grew up in the area. You're playing at Yankee Stadium, of all places. And then you're playing around guys that have won World Cups and you know, Champions Leagues. Was there a period where maybe you were pinching yourself a little bit? Because, look, it's one thing to be around one of them, but you're around three of them.
Yeah, you know, the first time that, you know, I met all three individuals, you're kind of taken aback for a second, like, wow, you know, I'm meeting these guys. These are guys that I grew up watching on TV that I tried to, you know, emulate myself or take parts of their game as I was developing as a player. But, it very quickly becomes, normal. You know, they're very humble guys. They don't treat anybody any differently or expect to be treated any differently. We're all in this together. We're all teammates. And, you know, that's how it's been ever since, you know, that first initial meeting.
Boy, doesn't that tell you about the character of those three guys, huh?
Yeah, for sure. You know, we have great characters in the team, not only them. Everybody involved with the club, and you know that's part of the reason why we've been successful this year.
All right, Yankee Stadium. That's an interesting. You know, it always looks so bizarre on TV, Tom. You know, just because of the dimensions and the way the field's laid out. How difficult is it playing at Yankee Stadium? And has it taken some time to get adjusted to playing there? Because you know, obviously, last year was a very up and down season.
Yeah, you know, personally, I really enjoy playing at Yankee Stadium. You know, I know some of the comments and criticisms that others have of the field situation, but, you know, I really enjoy it. I don't have any criticisms or complaints. And from a fan standpoint, the fans have been incredible ever since, you know, our first opening game. We've had, you know, large numbers come out to support us game in, game out. They've been loud. They've been behind us the entire time. And it's been very enjoyable to, you know, build a relationship with them.
What about you and the national team? Is that still something you would like to have happen?
I would love for that to happen. You know, it was something that I dreamed of as a young kid, to be able to represent your nation. And, you know, I qualify for both the United States national team and the Irish national team. And for me, it would be an honor and a blessing to represent either nation.
Have you had any contact with either?
No contact personally, other than the Irish Federation or Football Association reaching out just to confirm that I am a citizen.
Yeah, very interesting. Nothing from U.S. Soccer?
Nope, nothing personally to me, no.
Interesting. Tom McNamara was born in West Nyack, New York. You're a Long Island guy, right?
No, that's actually Rockland County, New York. It's a little bit
Rockland.
North of the Bronx.
Yes. Got it. Rockland County has always been a great soccer area as well.
Mm-hmm.
So your college,
very good growing up there.
Tom, we have the NCAA College Cup down here in Houston this year, and we're trying to rally it. And you know, obviously you played at Brown, then you played at Clemson. I think I called some of your games in the ACC at Clemson back in maybe 2013. Just a word about the college game and maybe why people should come out and support the NCAA College Cup down here.
Yeah, you know, the best thing about college soccer is, you know, these kids are playing because they just love the game. You know, they're not playing because they're getting paid. They don't have contracts. They're just playing it because they love the sport. They love competing. And you see that passion on the field. They're just playing out of pure joy and the pure joy of competing and, you know, being around their best friends every day, striving for a goal together. So it's very enjoyable to experience the game in that light.
You know, I remember when you got to Chivas USA, and I was excited to see you play in MLS, and then you had the ACL injury, and I felt, you know, I was like, oh, what a shame for Tom McNamara. Obviously, you came back from it pretty powerfully and pretty strong. How is your right knee after, you know, doing that surgery to repair it?
Yeah, it feels great now, knock on wood. You know, it's disappointing that it happened, especially my rookie year and so early in the season. But, you know, it's something that happens in a career. You're going to have setbacks, however they may come. And mine happened to be that. You know, it took a while. It was a long recovery. But I worked with some very good people, and they were able to get me back on the field. And since that moment that I got back on the field, I've just felt better and better, and I feel great now.
Tom McNamara is only 25 years of age. Again, outstanding midfielder in Major League Soccer. I think you've already tied your output last year. You got 5 goals already. I think you got 8 or 9 assists. You've provided some very scintillating moments in MLS, some very attack-oriented stuff. How about a word on David Villa and what it's like to play with him? Because it's so impressive to see how serious he takes every game.
Yeah. You know, he's our captain. He's our leader, first and foremost. And you could see the passion in him every game, every moment of every game. He's here to win, and he sets the tone for the team that, you know, every game that we're going out, we need to treat it like a final. And, you know, being the front of our attack, he sets the tone with his effort and his attitude, and that just translates through the team.
And then how about a little on Andrea Pirlo?
Yeah, I mean, some of the things that Andrea can do with the ball are pretty special to see. Some of the passes that not only does he see, but he's able to complete are, you know, very rare in the world of soccer. It's great playing next to him because I just try to find good spots, and he's always going to be able to find me the ball.
Well, listen, Tom, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate it. I'm really glad you did make the time for us, and we appreciate it. Continued success for you playing in a star-studded midfield. Tom McNamara, New York City FC, will be here Friday night to take on the Houston Dynamo. Tickets are at HoustonDynamo.com. And, Tom, continued success for you.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
You're very welcome. That's Tom McNamara. I called a bunch of his games when he was on Clemson in the college game, but I'll tell you what, got to look at his numbers and playing around those guys. What an amazing setup it is for him. A very, very talented soccer player. Who's this? Oh, is this my guys? The Beasties. Yeah, we lost one of the Beasties, didn't we? Quick word here for Bud Light. I speak as the host of Soccer Matters. Today I'm speaking on behalf of my favorite political party, the Bud Light Party. People say the country's divided, that we disagree on everything. I'm going to tell you that's not true. We agree on a lot. Puppy videos. Everybody likes puppy videos. 3-day weekends, free parking, queso, margaritas, Messi and Cristiano. You know what else everybody loves? Beer. Nothing brings America together like Bud Light. Raise one right now. Join the Bud Light Party and myself. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5 every Wednesday, 7 Central Time. Guess who's up next? Partner on Root Sports, former Dynamo defender. He's Eddie Robinson. He's up next. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in tonight.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.